This is AnimeCons TV. We're your source for reports and discussions of AnimeCons and other fan conventions. I'm Patrick. Every month, AnimeCons TV takes an episode to respond to your questions and comments. And so this is our monthly feedback episode. And there's not a whole lot this month, but we'll start it off with email. James writes, "Dear AnimeCons TV, hello again to you all at AnimeCons. First off, I really liked Doug's con report on Star Wars Celebration. Wow, it looks cool, and it would be obvious that there would be a whole convention centered on one of the best and coolest movie franchises of all time. Being a Star Wars fan myself, I would like to go to this particular convention someday. I found Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, to be awesome, and I hope that they make more movies in this series like Rogue One. So please give a thanks to Doug for it. Oh, and I would like to ask, why didn't you guys have an episode on the first Monday of April? Was it because you guys were on spring break? Regardless, I look forward to your videos in the coming month. Till next time, this is your loyal friend and fellow Imitaku, James the Dark Kiba." We took the first Monday of April off because that was the Monday following Anime Boston. And every year that we've been doing this weekly, so I guess that's... this is our ninth season, so we started that in season five. So I guess the last 4 years, season five, six, seven, eight. So for 5 years, we've skipped the Monday after Anime Boston. We do 48 episodes a year, and there's 52 weeks in a year, so that means we take 4 weeks off. We took one off in, I think it was February, when I went to Gallifrey 1. We'll be taking Labor Day weekend off, so there won't be an episode on Labor Day. And like last year, we're also going to take Christmas off, so there won't be an episode, I think, that last week of the year. As for the other part of the question about Star Wars Celebration, I loved seeing all the footage too. And, you know, I had seen Celebration when it was in Anaheim, and it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I saw them do it in London. It's like, wow, there's a lot of stuff. And it seems like every year, at least for me, the fan at home, like much like yourself, it seems to get cooler and cooler. And then I saw the Orlando stuff, and other than the massive lines, which, all right, I'll just not go to those things, I wished I was there. And so I was like, oh, I want to go to the next Celebration. They're not doing it in 2018. The next Celebration will be 2019. My guess is that they will do it in either Orlando or Anaheim, because the Star Wars land at Disneyland and at Disney's Hollywood, is it Hollywood Adventure, whatever they call the Hollywood theme park in Florida, those open in 2019, when the next Celebration is. So I suspect if the theme parks are going to be ready, that they'll do Celebration near one of those theme parks so that they can tie in some AfterCon events. If I had to put money down, I would bet on Anaheim, just because they did it in Orlando last time, so do it in Anaheim this time, and then maybe Europe sometime after that. But yeah, so the next Celebration is 2019. I really want to be there. We'll find out when and where later. I'm sure Doug will be there. And as for more Star Wars movies like Rogue One, they are doing more spin-off movies like that. They're going to do a Han Solo movie in 2018 that they're already shooting right now. And presumably there's going to be more coming after Episode 9. So there's rumors of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and maybe they'll do a Boba Fett movie. Who knows? They haven't announced anything. But anyway, Mari writes, "Hi, what are your thoughts on Anime Fan Fest in New Jersey and Baltimore getting canceled? There's speculation that people just didn't want to go, but I think it might have had more to do with poor promoting and the fact that, at least in Baltimore, they seem to be vulturing off Otakon leaving for DC. They jumped into a very con-saturated area and expected to attract enough people to fill the BCC, despite their con having no real reputation. The Otaku USA brand alone clearly could not support this event. Do you think it's embarrassing for the brand? Just curious, Mari." Doug actually went to the Anime Fan Fest in New Jersey last year, and so we've got a report on that if you look in our archives. And From what I remember, he seemed to like it, and so it seems like it was a good event in New Jersey, but then they canceled, I think they canceled the New, I forget which one they canceled first, but yeah, they canceled one, and then their second event, they never really announced it was canceled, they just kind of took their website down and stopped posting the social media, and then anybody that registered, they emailed them, but there was no formal, sorry, this event's down, so, you know, somebody who might have been planning to go and pay at the door may not even know. We've updated the listing on amycons.com, obviously, to say it's canceled, but, yeah, I think with Baltimore, they were definitely trying to go after the Otakon crowd, figuring, well, if people don't want to go to D.C., then they'll come to our event. I think anybody that goes to Otakon, it attracts people from all over. So those people would be willing to travel an extra hour, or maybe in some cases an hour less if they're coming from the south, to go to Otakon rather than travel up to Baltimore to go to Anime Fan Fest there. Yeah, I don't know the particular reasons they canceled it. I assume it was just lack of interest. They did seem to promote it fairly heavily, because I mean, people knew about it and people showed up last year for New Jersey, but I think they might have spent too much money promoting and didn't get the turnout they expected. If I remember Doug's report right, I might be thinking of another one, but I think there were large panel rooms that just weren't fully occupied. So, but it wouldn't surprise me that. It's a common thread with people starting new conventions is they anticipate huge crowds because they see, oh, well, this convention over here gets thousands of people. So if I start a convention, I'll also get thousands of people. And that's not how it works. You have to grow from the ground up. You have to convince people that your convention is worth going to. They won't just say, oh, well, there's another convention in the area. We have to go to that one. So... people have limited funds in limited time. They'll decide which ones they go to, and it'll be the one that they know. And even if that convention has issues, it's hard to convince them to go to one that might even be better, because they'll go to the one they know. And that's why a lot of conventions that are just terrible, but they've been around a while, people keep going when there might be some great new one, but nobody knows about it. So... that's why when I do panels, and I posted this in our extras feed, I do a panel on starting a convention, and the first 10 minutes of that is saying, don't start a convention. There's too many out there. And I think we're starting to get to a saturation point, because attendance figures, not just for any one particular convention, but for significant number of conventions, they seem to be either plateauing or declining. And that's part because the economy, because, you know, we got to pay more for health care and housing and everything, and we don't have the money to go to a billion conventions. And part of it's just there's so many conventions that the audience is being spread out. So, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see new conventions pop up that become massive, like the Anime Expos and the San Diego Comic-Con and all that, unless they have a major backing from something like Star Wars Celebration with Lucasfilm. For something to be that large at this point, you need something established to draw people in, like Star Wars. I mean, if Paramount decided to start a Star Trek convention and then there was a new Star Trek series on the air, when is that coming, by the way? And if there's a new Star Trek movie coming, then maybe they could do a Star Trek celebration. Maybe that would be pretty big. Probably not as big as Star Wars Celebration to start, but, you know, maybe they'll get there at some point. But without that, I mean, Creation does Star Trek conventions all the time, but they're not that huge. So, you know, anyway, I've rambled on about this, but do I think it's embarrassing for the brand? Not for Otaku USA, because it's a magazine and a lot of people just know it as the magazine, and I don't think what they do in the convention world has a lot of effect on that. But the organization that runs Anime Fan Fest also runs Long Beach Comic Con and a New Jersey Comic Con of some kind. I don't think that's the title. Maybe it's Garden State. I don't know. But they run a convention in Long Beach and one in New Jersey, and I think there's one other. It might also be in Long Beach. But those are still running, so you know they're going to keep doing that, as far as I know. Anyway. On Facebook, Ruben replied to last month's feedback episode telling Sketch, dance, magic dance. Don't know what that means, but it's good to hear from Ruben. On our forums, Pisces Are Whack asks, hiya. So this year, I want to go to my first ever anime con. It's going to be A-Con. I've heard amazing things about it, but can I get some help in things? Like, how much money should I bring? What's worth spending money on and not? How do passes work? What should a start-off cosplay be? What should I do at a con? Are all conventions expensive? I have way too many questions, and I've looked a lot of stuff up. I just wanted some extra help from the community. Any help would be great. Well, Pisces Are Whack. To answer your questions here, how much money should you bring? You know, if you have a credit card, you can probably get by with just a few bucks for any place that doesn't accept credit cards. But just be careful with your spending. If you see something that's a good deal and that's the only place you can get it, great. But there's money that you'll have to spend in the vendor's room, but you'll have to also have to buy food for the weekend. You'll need to leave tips in the hotel. If you need a taxi to get in and out, like I don't know if you're flying in or if you're driving, if you need to pay for parking, are you renting a car? So there's all sorts of things that you might need to spend money on. Without knowing more specifics about your situation, I can't say exactly, but you want to make sure you budget yourself so that you've got some money that you know you have to spend. Like, you've got to pay your share of the hotel room, or you know you have to pay for parking, you know you've got to buy a cab ride back to the airport, or whatever. You've got to set that money aside and know, okay, I need this money. I can't spend it on stuff. And then you have your discretionary funds, like, oh, all right, I'm willing to spend up to $100 on manga and Blu-rays and whatever at the convention. So set your limit there. And so that's how you can figure out how much money you should bring. How do passes work? Actually, I skipped one. What's worth spending money on and not? Well, that's up to you. Some people love to go to conventions and buy the model kits. They love to build the Gundams. That's not something I'm into. Other people go and they stock up on DVDs. I tend to get mine online. So if you see something that you really want and you can only get it at the convention, well, go ahead and get it. But if it's something you can get cheaper online, watch out for that, because just because you're at a convention doesn't mean that's the cheapest place to get it. So, you know, price compare. Even in the dealer's room, one dealer might be cheaper than the other dealer. So, you know, shop around a little bit. How do passes work? Well, for most conventions, I haven't been to A-Con, but I'm assuming it's like most conventions. You register in advance for the cheaper rate. That'll get you a pass or your registration, and when you get there, you'll check in. They'll give you your badge on a lanyard. You just wear that around your neck, and they let you everywhere at the convention. There might be some events that you have to pay extra for. Maybe if it's a workshop and you have to buy materials, or if there's an autograph session for some people that charge for autographs, you might have to pay for that. But generally, the badge, once you have it, that'll let you in and out of whatever you need to see. What should a start-off cosplay be? Oh, that's a tough question, because I don't know what you're interested in, what your skill level is. I assume it's a novice. You know, just talk to your friends, pick something simple. If you can do a group cosplay with your friends, that'll be a lot of fun. And you can also help each other work on each other's costumes. So if you're new to cosplay, this might be a good way to get into it and work with your friends and experience it together. What should I do at a con? Another fairly general question is, you know, you get there, and I mentioned you get the badge and check in, but they'll also give you a schedule. And so look down the schedule, and it helps if you have a pen, mark the things you're interested in. And there'll be all sorts of panels and events and viewings and other things to do. And so just look through there and decide what you want to do. And at any point during the convention, you can say, oh, well, what's next? And you can look at the schedule and see. You might have some conflicts where there you have to decide, make some tough choices, which one you love better. Do you going to go to this panel or that panel? But then there's other periods where, okay, there's not anything going on here that I'm interested in anything. That might be a good time to eat. Are all conventions expensive? No. If you think ACON is too expensive, check other conventions near you, and maybe you'll find one that's cheaper. It's probably a smaller convention, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. There's a lot of great small conventions out there, and you should definitely check them out. So I hope this helps, and I'll post a link to this episode in our forums in reply to this so that you can check it out. Anyway, now let's take a look at all of the fan conventions that are coming up through the 4th of July weekend, as found on fancons.com. Coming up on AnimeCons TV, Elizabeth is going to do a cosplay help episode. I think that's next week. We're also working on an episode where we're sharing ideas for what to do with your collection of convention badges. Do you just throw them out, or do you collect them and display them somehow? Do you store them? We want to know, are they in a box? Are they in a binder? Are they hanging from your bedpost or hanging on a hook on the wall? Let us know. And you know, if you want, send in pictures. You can email us at podcast@animecons.tv. You can also call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. Let us hear what you're doing with your convention badges. Even if you just throw it out, let us know. It's like a little survey here. And we're working on this episode, and we'll put out this episode hopefully soon. And Doug and I have some ideas on what to do with badges, so we may collaborate on this, and maybe we'll have a multi-host episode, which is kind of rare in it these days. Also, if you're on Twitch, check out our AnimeCons channel. It's twitch.tv/AnimeCons. We've got all of our episodes just running in a loop. And you might think, oh, well, I'm going to see the same episode. That's pretty hard because we've got over 74 hours of content that's looping. You'll see episodes. You'll see the last couple of years of feedback episodes. We took out some of the early ones because they're not that relevant anymore. But ever since we went weekly back in our fifth season, you'll have all the episodes just running there. Yeah, wow, 74 hours, and it doesn't include our first four seasons. Man, it's hundreds of episodes. Anyway, they're running there on Twitch TV, and so don't bother with the chat room because nobody's in it, but you can just leave the podcast on here, and just while you work on cosplay, let AnimeCons TV loop on Twitch. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and you can find our website at animecons.tv, and we're on YouTube. Just search for Animecons TV. Please get the word out. Tell friends about our podcast. Tell friends about our YouTube channel. We post about it on Twitter and Facebook, so all you have to do is share the link, and your friends will see it. And please subscribe. If you're listening to us through a podcast, subscribe in iTunes or whatever podcast reader you've got. If you're on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button, because we're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. I know that doesn't seem like much, but we really want to hit that. We're almost at 800 as I record this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can also leave comments down below. So that's great. And we'll see you next week with our Cosplay Help episode. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Because my list is over and there's still a bunch of people back there. I apologize for the technical difficulties.